You're up to Daf Lamer Aleph, Omer Aleph on the bottom. The last Mishnah. Ein mevakin eitzin, you're not allowed to chop up like wood for firewood. Loi min akeiros, not from beams. For loi min akeiros shenishbra b'yomtiv. They're not a beam that broke on yomtiv. And the chiddush is, even though now that this beam is broken, so what? The only thing you could do with it is to use it for firewood. So now it's not muksam. Still, you're not allowed to do it. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a beam which was set aside to use for building, not to use for firewood. So then it was muksa. So since Migudas Katsoi Leben HaShmash is at the beginning of Yom Tov, it remains muksa for the whole Yom Tov. V'yein mevakin, you're not allowed to chop wood. Loi bekardim, you're not allowed to use an axe. For loi bemagero, you can't use a saw. For loi bemagel, not with a sickle. Elo bekupitz, only with a butcher's chopper. With a chopper knife that you're allowed to use. And the reason why you can't chop with these types of swords is because it looks like uvdu d'chol. Looks like you can do a lot at one time, like you want to sell it. It's called uvdu d'chol. That's why we're born and said nothing doing. So you know, like Rashi says, the Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. The type of a skillful kli. They make things from it. So therefore, like the end of Rashi says, it's doyna. Rashi says that magal the kulan kli umenhein, they're all a skillful type of a kli umen's work. Venira ka'ise boy malocha, it looks like you're doing work with it. Lefikacha, so therefore it's also. In other words, like a malak ubdu dechel amarasayin. If you use this type of an axe, it looks like you're going to do work with it, and that's also to do on yomtiv. Now the Gemara will explain this whole Mishnah. First, the Gemara says, like the beginning of the Mishnah says, "Ein mevakin eitzim, not allowed to chop wood, and loy min akeiros, not from beams, and not after beam broken yomtiv." So, Gemara says, "Kasha v'amrit reisha ein mevakin klal." The reisha, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to chop wood at all. So, the Rashi says, the havminu is now we don't think it's an isra al samuksam because the wood was set aside for building, but rather it's an isra of chopping that you're not allowed to chop wood on yomtiv at all, And at the end of the Mishnah it says, the Sefer the Mishnah says, you are allowed to chop. It just says when you go to chop, don't chop with a kardum, don't chop with a magerum, ela bekupitz. But with a kupitz you are allowed to chop wood. So that's the spirit of the beginning of the Mishnah said, ein mevakin eitzim, you're not allowed to chop at all. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, chasurei mechzura, something is missing in our Mishnah. Vochi ketoni, this is what the Mishnah really should have said. Ein mevakin min asoye shakuris, you're not allowed to chop wood. You know when, from what type of wood? Now it's chopped wood of beams. Suris Masaya means like a layer of beams. You have a pile of beams. And there's these beams are set aside for building. So since they're set aside for building, it's like muksa. So that's the reason why you can't chop up these type of beams on yomtiv. For loy min akeiros shenishbra b'yomtiv. And the same thing if you have an expensive beam that first broke on yomtiv. So the svar is at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was muksa, was set aside for building. You did not have in mind to use it for firewood. Therefore, it's muksa. That's why you're not allowed to chop it up on Yom Tov. Avo mevakin min hakara shenishpura me'erev Yom Tov. But let's say you have a nice beam, but it broke erev Yom Tov. Since it broke before Yom Tov, so we say as soon as it broke, what are you going to do with it now? You can only do with it to burn with. So it's like, oh, it's not muksa anymore. Now you have in mind to use it for burning purposes. So therefore, you're allowed to use it and burn it on Yom Tov. Now, Kishain Mavakin, when you have such type of wood that's not muksa, and you want to chop it up more with the smaller pieces, you're allowed to chop it, but you should know, Ein Mavakin, Loi Bekardim, Loi Bemagav, Loi Bemagera. Don't use an axe, don't use a sword, don't use these type of kalim, which an umen, a skillful person, uses, so it looks like you're doing work with it. Ela Bekupitz, only take the butcher's chopper, a chopper knife like that doesn't look you don't going to do work. It just everybody realizes you're only going to cut the wood that you need now for Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. Tanya Nami Hoki, we learned like this also in a Braisa. Ein mevakin eitzim, you're not allowed to chop up wood. Loi min asoye shakuris, not of a layer or pile of beams. For loi min akuris and ishbra be Yom Tov, and not if the beam even broke today on Yom Tov. Lefei she'ein oi min amuchin, says clearly, the reason is it's muksa, because you do not have these beams prepared from before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, these beams are oimed, were going to be used for building purposes, and you're not allowed to build on Yom Tov, therefore it's called muksa. It's set aside not to be used at all on Yom Tov. Therefore it's muksa. But if you have a piece of wood that's not muksa, that's the safer of the Mishnah, you are allowed to chop it up, just then you have to be careful what type of axe, what type of a kli you use to chop it up with. So the Gemara writes, Omer Rav Chinan Noah Bashalmiyo, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Loishonu, that we learned it's Osir, that you're not allowed to chop up, you can't use an axe, or you can't use a sword, Loishonu Mele B'Nekeva Shaloi, that's only on the Nekevas, in other words, the indentions that go in on the knife. The Nekevas is the hole that goes in the inner part of the knife, like long, there's along the blade of the knife, there are the parts that stick out, and there are parts that go in. So the parts that go in are called the Nekevas. And that's what it says, Leshonu Mele B'Nekeva Shaloi, that's what you can't use, but that side you can't cut. But the part that sticks out like points, like a zok, like a mail, that part you are allowed to use. Mutter, that part you're allowed to chop with. So Rashi says, Ela b'nekeve shloi b'rosh ha-rechoiv, and the broader side, she'koitzim bo'yetz, that's where you cut the wood, l'roch boy, in the width. The domilam lechasum, there it looks like a skillful work. Aval b'zachre shloi, Rashi, b'rosh ha-kotzer, in the, not the broader side, in the narrower side, Shemavakin by Eitzim Mutter, that side you only cut small piece of wood, that's alright, that you're allowed to do. So Mara says, Pshita, like for sure, Bekupitz, Pshita, Bekupitz Tanan, it says, Chloe, you're allowed to use the Kupitz, that's like the chopper. And Rashi says, Kupitz, that's cool as Zacharis, that's all, the whole chopper knife is made like that, just of small projections. So any type of a knife you have that has looking like a chopper's knife or the Zacharis is Mutter. So Mara says, Mal the time I would have thought, Hani Mili, Kupitz Lechude. When does Al Sefer the Mishnah say you're allowed to use a chopper's knife that the blade looks like pieces coming out, sticking out? That's if that's all you have, that's the only blade you have, just a Kupitz, that's when you're allowed. Avul Kardum the Kupitz. When you have the two together, like one side of the blade is a Kardum, is like the, in the cavus, they have indentions. It's much wider, much broader. The Kupitz, and the other side you have a flat that's narrower. Ema, I would say then, Migo the Haigi Saucer, since this one side that has the broader indentions is Osir, because there it looks like you're chopping Lamlocha for the working, Haigisa Nami Osir, the other side of the blade, should also be Osir, even though it has smaller pieces sticking out, Kamash Malon. So it tells us not like that, that even though one side you're not allowed to use, you should know the other side you are allowed to use. So that's his Kiddush. Vika de Mastin Lua Seifa, some learn this Kiddush on the Seifa. It says, Yevika de Mastin Lua Seifa, some learn this whole deek on the Seifa of our Mishnah, like this. Ela Bakupitz, the Mishnah says you're allowed to use a Kupitz, you're allowed to use a chopper knife to cut the wood, because then people don't see you doing work, they think you're just chopping the wood, you need now for Yomtif. On this now, Omer Rav Chinanah Bashalmiyah, Mishmei de Rav, Loishonu, this was only learned. Ela bezachrishloi, only the part of the knife that has narrow blades that are sticking out, like a zok, like a mail. Avu benekevishloi, but on the side of the blade that has wider indentions, like a nekevo, like a female, is osir. Then you're not allowed to use that side of the blade. So Gemara says, cheat, of course. Veloi bekardum tanan. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a kardum. So that's that's like narrow, that's like wider indentions on the blade. So it says you can't use like an axe. So for sure you can't use this type of a cardum on the other side. This type of a kupis on the other side. So Mora says no. Like the opposite. Now Mao, the time I would have thought maybe, Hani mili cardum. When can't you use the knife? Only if on both sides or the only side to chop with is like this axe that has the indentions and wider indentions. Like in a cavus. So there it looks like you're doing work. Avul kupis. The cardum, let's say you have a type of a knife. That on one side, true, it's like a kardim, it's like a butcher's knife, it's like a zocher. It only has small pieces projecting, coming out. And that side you're allowed to chop with. Same, and maybe I would say, migul the high gisa shari, since this side of the blade, you are allowed to use, because that side of the blade is only used like for cutting some wood that you need just for that day, is high gisa nami shari. Since you're using this type of a blade, maybe I would say even the other side of the blade. Like even though sometimes true you use it to chop a lot of wood for malacha, but now since the other side is used not like that, I would think maybe you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov because maybe it's not such a marasayin. People would not think you're going to take it out to chop a lot of wood to do work with, because if you're doing a lot of work, why would you take this type of a tool, take another tool that's only meant for chopping a lot of wood? But since you're taking this part that has two sides to it, maybe I would think you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Kamash Mula, no, still you're not allowed to. What do you mean you're not allowed to? That the side that has the indentions, the side of the nekevus that has wider, broader indentions, that side you're not allowed to use. Even though the other side of the blade you are allowed to use, but this side of the blade that looks like a cardum, this side you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Vayta. Bayis shumole peris. If you have a house that's full of peris, you have a nice house, you stored away fruit in the house. Now the fruit itself is not muksa, you didn't like set it aside not to use. You just have a lot of food stored away in your house and you locked it. The nifchas, and now it broke open. In other words, we're talking about now, Pasha, that you lost the key and you can't get into the house now, the house is locked. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Yom Tov, the door like broke down, Rashi learns Melov. By itself, for some reason, the door opened up. The locker is, noito mimokim abchas. You're allowed to go and take the food from this door and go inside it now. And the chiddush is, like Rashi says, v'loy amrinim, we do not say, muksin machmas isrhein. We should not say the fruit inside the house, the food, is like muksa, because there was an iser. In other words, then yochol leposchoi biyomtif. Because, like, since we're talking about you lost the key, so really you cannot get into this house now. You're not allowed to break down the door on Yom Tov. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was like a muksa machmas iser, that the only way to get into the food would be to break down the door, and that's something you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So I would think maybe the food is muksa from the beginning of Yom Tov. Kamashmala, no, it's not muksa. So Rashi says, the chivat lohevei psichos iser diraisa, that's what Rashi learns. Since breaking down this door, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, is not an iser diraisa, like Rashi said, Armin lo be'avira, the livna, the Gemara puts it on, so that the bricks were not cemented together, the bricks, they were just piled one on top of another, therefore lav muksaninu. That's the way Rashi learns, that since the iser to get into this house is only an iser midrabbonin, so when you can't do something because of an iser midrabbonin, that does not make a muksa. So therefore, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, the food in the house is not muksa. Taisus learns a little bit differently. Taisus brings raya that sometimes even because of an issa de rabbonin, if you can't do it because you can't get to the food because of an issa de rabbonin, it would make it muksa. Therefore, Taisus learns our Mishnah goes tam according to Rab Shimon that does not hold from the issa of muksa. Therefore, like since you knew it was possible the door could break down and it would be able to get to the food, it's not called muksa. So that's what our Mishnah says, that if znifchas meilov, you're allowed to take the food. Rabbi Meir says a bigger chiddush in the Mishnah. He says you're allowed to even go and break down the door now and take out the food. You're allowed to even break it to get the food. That's what he says. And this, the Gemara asks the question now, am I? Like it's a question on Rabbi Meir. Why do you say you're allowed to break down the door? Well, because Sosser Hola, like the Havamina Riz, it's a good house. So it's an Issa D'Oraisa now. You're being Sosser, you're breaking down the house, you're breaking down the tent. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. That's one of the Lamates Malachas, Binyan and Stira. So how could you do it on Yom Tov just to get food? So on this, the Gemara says, Omarav Nechumi, Bar Ado, Omar Shmuel, Biavira Delivna. We're talking about now that these bricks were not cemented together, they're just stacked up one on top of another without the cement, like Rashi says. Sidur Shalavonim Beloitit. They're piled up one on top of another, these bricks. It looks like a house, but it's not a real house. It wasn't cemented together. Therefore, to break down these bricks, there's no Issa D'Oraisa. At most, it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin, and the Rabbi Meir holds Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. In order to be able to get the food out of here, you're allowed to be over this sister the Rabbonin. For the Mor Eini, it's not like this. For Rav Nachman, Hani Livna, they have these bricks. The Aisa Mibinyana that's left over after you finish building a house, Sharul Tutelinu. You should know you're allowed to be metal to move them around b'Shabbat even on Shabbos. Hoyu v'Chazal Mizgualayu. Because they're not called muksa anymore. These were like the leftover big bricks. You're not going to use it anymore for building purposes. So now you can use it for a chair. You could use it to sit down on. It's fit and able to be used just to sit on. So therefore you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. It's not called muksa. What about sharginu? Vadayaktinu. Let's say a sharginu means you pile them up one on top of another. So Rashi says, Sidron Zu Azu, Goli Daitish Makatsan Labinyan. By piling them up, you show us that you want to use it eventually for building purposes. Viyoso Tiltalinu, you're not allowed to be Metaltla, it's Muksa. Or Masnisa Namin Issam Drabonin Shre Metaltla. That's Gemara's question, that this Muksa should be also a Koponim Drabonin? That you have bricks that are set aside for building purposes. So even though we're saying now you did not put the cement in it, but it's for sure set aside to use it for building purposes, so it should be Muksa. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira b'Yom Tov Amru, Avoloi b'Shabbos. I tell you, there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Amar Rabbi Zeira b'Yom Tov, hit the Rabbi Meir. That the now Mishnah Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to break down this wall, like touch the bricks, to take the bricks down to get inside. He only says it's allowed on Yom Tov. Kivon de b'Rabbanu, there's only Nisim b'Rabbanu. Is Mishum Muksa, Mishum Stira midrabbonin, the also Mishum Simchas Yomtiv Shari. So the Rabbonin will make him Mishum the Svar of Simchas Yomtiv. Shrei Mutta Boy Eichel Nefesh. Once was to see the Torah said, you're allowed to cook and take care of Eichel Nefesh on Yomtiv. Therefore the Rabbonin were also make on their Isurim, Lekavit Simchas Yomtiv for the food. Avolei L'Shabbos, but on Shabbos they were not matter you, Mishum Tilta Krav Nachman. Because you see on Shabbos the Torah was more machmer, on Shabbos were not allowed to cook at all on Shabbos. Therefore, even the Rabbonis were also more strict on Shabbos to say that this bricks, since really they're muksa, we should not use them, not touch them at all on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to break it down, or you can't touch them at all. I shouldn't really say touch, I mean, muksa you're allowed to touch. You're not allowed to move them, though. Tiltal, moving them, that's what's also to do. Mora says, Tanya Nami Hoch, we learned about this also in a Braisa. Rabbi Meir Reimer, Av Poiches Lechet Chila, you're allowed to break down this door, Venoito Biyantav, take out the food on Yomtiv. So it says clearly that the Yom Tov Amru Avolei B'Shabbos, this het was only said on Yom Tov. Since we see the Torah was Meikel for Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to break it down on Yom Tov. Avolei L'Shabbos, Avolei B'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, no. Shabbos does not have a heter to cook or to bake on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanim will not make on there is the Muxer on Shabbos. Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel. Choy Somers Shebekaka. If you have, let's say, knots that are attached to the ground, so the locher is matir. You're allowed to loosen the knots. In other words, you have something, Rashi says, could go into losoi. So if you have a delos, you have a door that's in the ground. In other words, you have like a cellar, and you have a door on top of the cellar. Is pischei burris, also a door into a ditch, or uskurin bekishrei chabolim. And you tie down the door with cord, with string, with na'ayah. So the locher is matir, Rashi says, it's a kesher. You're allowed to untie the knot. Do'olav kesher shor kayomhu. Because this knot was not made to stay. That's the way you open and close this door. It's by untying and tying it again. So such a knot is like opening up and closing your shoes. So that's not called a kesher shakayama. You're allowed to open it up. But you're not allowed to cut it. Rashi matir. Rashi achevel. Lister avusav gedulasu. You're not allowed to like unmake the string. Like the string was woven together, twirled together. You're not allowed to untwirl it. But loichaytich, you're not allowed to cut it either. Rashi says, do astirihi. V'yeistiru binyan shakarka. Since we're talking about now a door that's attached to the ground, it's a door to the ground, to the ditch. So therefore, there is an istira. Therefore, you're not allowed to cut the string. To cut the rope of something that's attached to the ground, that would be called an istira. Shebekalim. What about if you have a string tied around the kli, around the box? Matir umafkiya v'choytich. Then you're allowed to even cut the rope, cut the string. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. Whether it's on Shabbos or whether it's in Yom Tov, then you're allowed to cut it. Rashi says v'shakelim, we're going teva hanol adei kesher. You have a box that's tied up with a string. Is matir mafkiya v'chaytich the entire v'kelim? You're allowed to rip open or tear the string, cut the string on Shabbos because Rashi says ain't stira v'kelim. Meis v'have a kasher on this. Choy somoi shabakarka. If you have this chaisamois, if you have like this a door again leading into a ditch that you have tied down with a string, is b'shabbos matir avoloi mafkiya v'loi chaytich. You're allowed to untie it, but again you're not allowed to cut it. The yomtif on yomtif matir o mafkiya v'chaytich. You're allowed to untie it and you're allowed to cut it also on yomtif. You see on yomtif it says here you're allowed to cut the strings. And before we said no mashri, even on yomtif you're not allowed to cut it if it's mechubar, if it's something attached to the ground. The Gemara says, "Hamani Rebbe Meihi, Tiyomer Av Poiches Lekatchila, V'Noitel." We're going according to Rebbe Meihi sheet that it says on Yom Tov, you're even allowed to break down this room. So you see, even though the room like was attached, but since it's only Nisim Midrabbonin, where it's only Yostim Midrabbonin, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov, it's Mutter. Here also, it's only Nisim Midrabbonin. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. Now the Gemara says, "Upligi Rabbonin Alei, the Rabbonin Av Yuan Rebbe Meihi." I go like the Rabbanan sheet that it says that you're not allowed to break down the room, so the Rabbanan would not matter Yisurim of the Rabbanan. Therefore, to break open, to rip or to break these strings that are tied down the door to the karka, you're not allowed to. For the Gemara, mi pligi rabbon alei b'chasam eshem akarka. Did the rabbon argue about these strings that are tying down a door that's attached to the ground? Well, Tanya, we learned like this. Moidim chachom le Rabbi Meir. The rabbonin, the chachomim, agreed to Rabbi Meir b'chasam eshem akarka. So we have this string that's tying down this door to the ditch. Is b'shabbos on Shabbos matir avolay mafkia. You're allowed to untie the knot, that you're allowed to, but not untwirl the string, v'loi chotich, you can't cut it. The yomtif, what about on yomtif, if you have this door to the ditch? In other words, you have a door that's mechuba to the karka, and you have it tied down with the string, that's the way you lock up the door. So on yomtif, matir, you're allowed to untie the knot, or mafkiya, untwirl the whole string, v'chotich, and you're allowed to cut it. You see, clearly, on yomtif, you're allowed to cut the string, even though it's mechuba to karka. That's the kasha on the first braisa. Now, the Gemara, who the yomah ki aitana, hatayya Shmuel, the yomah liyel, the Afil Rashi says, that Shmuel that said before, even on yomtif, you're not allowed to rip it open, that he says, ki haitana, like this tana. The tani will not like this. Choysomai shabakarka. If you have the string again, that's tying down this knot, that's tying down the door to the ground. Matir, you're allowed to untie the knot. There's no issue, it's called the Kesher Sheino Shakayomo. The knot was not made to stay too long. You know for sure you can untie it right away. So you're allowed to untie this knot on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Avoloi mafkia, avoloi chotich. But you're not allowed to untwirl the string, or you're not allowed to cut the string. And here the Brisa says clearly, Echad Shabbos v'yechad Yom Tov. Whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cut the string of stuff that's tying something down to the ground. What about the Sheba Kli? Let's say the string is only tying down a box or a kli utensil, something that's not attached to the ground. Then we say like this, b'shabbos matir, you're allowed to untie it, avoloi mafkiya v'loi chotich. You're not allowed to rip it or cut it. B'yomtif, but on yomtif, matir v'mafkiya v'chotich. You're allowed to untie it, rip it on yomtif. Tzemura says, teratz l'cho reisha. Very good, you answer the reisha. Tzerashi, demilsa l'shmur, the chasam eshevakarka, the messiah lei haitana. This time is a raya that chesom is shabakarka on Shabbos or on Yom Tov if it's attached to the ground, if it's tying down a door to the ditch. So the string, you're not allowed to rip or not allowed to untwirl it on Shabbos. That you brought me a good raya, Yom Tov and Shabbos. El is safe for kasha, but the safer is a kasha now. So Rashi learned safe for kasha. To your mashmuk, Shmuel said before, v'shokelim, if you have the string tying up a box, a utensil, afilu b'shabbos matil mafkiya v'chotech. He said before Shmuel, or even on Shabbos, you're allowed to rip the string, cut the string. V'aitanatonin over here, in this price, it says, v'shokelim, if you have a utensil that's tied up, v'shabbos matir on Shabbos, you're allowed to untie the knot. Avoloi mafki, avoloi chetich, but you're not allowed to go to cut the string. So you see, you're not allowed to cut the string on Shabbos, on a kli. So this part is a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said before, if the string is only going around the kli, a utensil, not something attached to the ground, there's no, like, a binyan astira on it, you are allowed to rip it on Shabbos. And the other braisa says, nothing doing. You're not allowed to rip the string on Shabbos. At most you could do is just untie it. So Gemara says, Hamani Rebbe Nechemihi. This braisa goes according to Rebbe Nechemia. So Rashi says, Kleima, Liyelo Mutal Afkiyelo Halachtoich. Really, on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the string. The aim be mishum stira. There's no way to stira if it's only a kli. According to this Tana here, if you would be able to cut the string with your hand, true, you would be allowed to do it. Behold, the Kosar Rashi explains, why does this price say you're not allowed to? Because there's an Issa Muxer involved. Mishum Tiltul Sakin, because according to Rav Nechemya, you're not allowed to touch the knife for this purpose. Rav Nechemya, the Yama B'Ervin, Afilu Tarvin, Afilu Talis, and he told Al Tzarech Tashmish and Miyuchin Loi. Rav Nechemya is very makbid about muks and holds that you're allowed to touch utensils, kalim, knives on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. It's only for the purpose that it's supposed to be used for. Like, let's say it says a spoon. A spoon is meant to eat soup with, to drink soup with. That's what you use a spoon for. But to take a spoon to cut food, you're not allowed to, according to Rav Nechemya. You can only use it for the purpose that it's used for always. So therefore, a knife. If knife is used to cut meat, to cut food, but it's not meant to cut string. Therefore, you're not allowed to touch the knife to cut the string because it's an Issa Muksa. So nothing to do with the Issa of cutting, of breaking the string. Like, if you could break it with your hands, it would be mutter. That's the Gemara's answer. And the Gemara, Hamani Reb Nechemyehi, this bright that says you can't cut it on Shabbos, even the string that's attached to a kli, goes according to Rav Nechemia. All the kelim you can only touch the way that it's that's derech tashmishin, the way you use it. Its use, and for that purpose only and for nothing else. Lalacha, we don't hold like Rav Nechemia. We hold a kli shomalachta li'isr, you're allowed to use for any purpose you want. And we even hold a kli shomalachta li'isr, much like a hammer. If you have no other way of breaking open a nut, you're allowed to use the hammer for dover a heter. For something you're allowed to do, you're even allowed to use a kli shomalachta li'isr. So we don't hold like Rav Nechemia. But according to Rav Nechemia, shita, even a spoon that you're allowed to use, or a talis, it's only for the purpose that it's always used for. So the Gemara asks, Irem Nechemya, if you want to say this brace that goes according to Rav Nechemya, my ira, what is it talking about? My ira, Shabbos, what is it talking about? Shabbos only, afilu yomtiv nami, the same halach would apply to on yomtiv. On yomtiv also, you're not allowed to touch a knife, according to him, for a purpose that's not used with a knife. So for cutting string, that's not what the knife is meant for, it's not what the usual usage of a knife is to use to cut food, and not to cut string with. So even on Yom Tov will be muksa. V'chi taima, maybe you want to answer me, maybe you tell me. Shan yalele Rav Nechemya, vein shavus Shabbos, l'shavus Yom Tov, that the Nechemya maybe is more makel, is more lenient on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. On Shabbos he holds muksa, you're not allowed to move it around. But on Yom Tov maybe he's makel. So Mara asks, or me shan yalele, is there any difference on Nechemya? For a tanya we learned like this. V'atoni chodah, Masikin v'kelim, v'yein masikin m'shiv v'kelim. One brisa says you're allowed to burn like a wood of a kli, a chair that broke. Masikin v'kelim, v'yein masikin m'shiv v'kelim. The opposite. Masikin v'kelim, you're allowed to take a full chair and use it to burn. You could throw it into the fire, use it for burning wood. But v'yein masikin m'shiv v'kelim, if you have a broken chair, so the broken chair, the pieces of wood, you're not allowed to throw into the fire to burn. That you can't do. V'tanyi, another brisa said like this. Masikin, you are allowed to use this wood of chest for burning purposes. Bein v'kelim, bein b'shiv v'kelim. So it's a stira. Whether the chair is broken or whether the chair is whole, you're allowed to take the pieces of the whole chair and throw it into the fire. V'tan yidach, another brisa said, ein masikim loy v'kelim loy b'shiv v'kelim. You're not allowed to burn, ein masikim, you're not allowed to burn loy v'kelim loy b'shiv v'kelim. So it's a stira. Even a full kli you can't burn. Oh, Mishani, the answer is like this, like Kasha. Ho Rebbe Yehuda, one sheet that goes according to Rebbe Yehuda that holds from the Yisra of Muksa. If you hold from the Yisra of Muksa, therefore, if it's a complete chair that's usable right now, so it's not Muksa, you'll have to pick it up and throw it into the fire. If the chair first broke on Yom Tif, it became Muksa now on Yom Tif. It became not fit to be used, therefore it's Muksa. Ho Rebbe Shimon, the last thing that says you're allowed to use even the kelim that broke on Yom Tov, that goes according to Reb Shimon, does not hold for Muksa. Hori Ab Nechemya. And the first one that says, the middle one that says you can't use either of them, whether the chair is whole or whether the chair is broken, you can't use it for burning purposes, is because Ab Nechemya holds that a chair, what's the purpose of a chair? To sit on. The purpose of the chair is not to use it for firewood. Therefore, it's Muksa, according to Reb Nechemya, to use a chair for firewood. And here, for sure, we're talking about on Yom Tov. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn altogether. So we're talking about on Yom Tov, and still Rav Nechemya says on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take even a whole chair, even though the chair you're allowed to use and move around for the purpose of sitting on, but that's all. You're allowed to use a chair for its purpose, its use of sitting on, but not for the purpose of burning. So you see, Rav Nechemya holds the sheet even on Yom Tov also. So if the price before goes according to Rav Nechemya, why does it only say on Shabbos? It should even say on Yom Tov also. And this the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi v'alib Rav Nechemya. I tell you, there are two different Tanoi v'alib Rav Nechemya. True, one Tanoi holds that Rav Nechemya only said his din on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And this last Brisa he holds, no, Rav Nechemya said his din even on Yom Tov also. So therefore, there's no theory that the first Brisa goes according to Shmuel, that holds that on Shabbos you're not allowed to cut at all. Mashenken on Yom Tov really you would be allowed to cut it. Just Rav Nechemya holds, as Muksa, you're not allowed to cut the string because you can't use the knife for such a purpose. Onion. All right, turn over.